And what you just said is by far the most racist thing that I've ever heard in my life. Fucking disgusting, man. I can't even look at you anymore. Are we live, man?
Yeah, we are.
Live?
Yep.
Episode number 3.
Yeah.
This is our third time doing this already.
It's different on the couches.
Yeah, put your hands up in the air when you do that. Yeah, that's already better. That's already better. We have James and Christina behind the cameras looking at us.
We have a live audience today.
And Michael's lounge room looks different.
Does that mean we'll have some real laughters?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe, Matt. Yeah. I don't know. They might not have the same sense of humor as us.
Yeah.
You can't predict it.
I'm not very funny.
Exactly. Michael's lounge room looks different because I poured 10 liters of barbecue sauce over him today. It was hilarious.
It smells.
It was a long process to get it clean, wasn't it?
You fucked it. You ruined the day.
I ruined your couch, the carpet. It took a long time to clean everything. The curtains are fucked. Man, I really took it to the Ned's level, man. Right now on the website and also on social media, should be right now. Probably be releasing the exact same time as the podcast. We did a video with Shami and the boys. Fucked dodgeball.
What happened?
It's dodgeball, but just with fucked shit.
Yeah, there was light bulbs.
Man, there was fucking all sorts
glass.
Of shit.
There was glass, Matt. Would you play?
No.
Yeah.
There was tomatoes.
I hurt Dim. I don't mind tomatoes.
I hurt Dim in the arm.
Yeah, you hurt him badly, man.
His forearm's fucked.
100%. We won.
We did, dude. Of course we won.
Yeah, we knew we were going to win.
Yeah.
Even though we had one less player and Julian as well.
It was 4v5. We won.
But that's out right now, so fucking go and have a cheeky pause this. It's only like 3 or 4 minutes long. Have a look. They know what to talk about. Come back, press play on this again. And if you want, like, you could comment.
It's
on
not
this video.
Hard.
Yeah, like even now at the beginning, if you want,
get it done.
Get it over and done with, so you can enjoy the show. And like the video. And if you aren't subscribed, like, there's a pretty simple solution to that.
What do you reckon?
Which
Matt?
You haven't figured out yet.
Have you? Let's see if you've subscribed.
He hasn't subscribed. What do you mean, let's see? He's very open and honest about it.
Oh, the website.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Look at how stressed I am. My hair's falling out.
That's a nice bag.
Let's get these fucking sponsors out of the way.
You should so sign up, dude.
Speaking of signing up, all right? If you want male grooming products, use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. If you want ball trimmers, hair trimmers, they got deodorant now. They're sending on its way. They got ball towels for when you're out at the clubs and you want to nest your sack up a slut and your balls are all covered in grot. You pull a ball wipe out and you smear it all off and cast it aside and then you can fuck without worries.
Should I go get some?
Yeah, go on.
Oh no.
Yeah, you need to clean your balls. All sorts of shit. You put a ball wipe in your wallet and then you're sweet. They got, what else do they have? We should really look at their products. A whole range of things. Fully crop mops. Manscaped.com.
We'll all use one.
If you need a new shaver, if you're due for one, you may as well go to Manscaped. They got real good quality products and use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off everything.
Oh, they got the nose trimmer. You guys got the nose trimmer.
That's correct. I use that daily too.
Probably not daily.
No, yeah.
Sorry,
I think I've given you yours. I've got both of them.
Yeah, I haven't used it yet. To be honest, I haven't really used any of the products.
Well, we're about to.
I'm
now.
About to use this for
Let's
the first
go.
Time.
No, I've been using these. They're good. It burns!
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Did you use yours, Brown?
No.
He doesn't need to. His balls are always clean.
And
yeah, I'm single.
Of course, our other sponsor, the University of Michael, where we post our weekly videos. And let me tell you something right now, right? You won't ever see that content anywhere else, you fucking cunt. You fucking bag of shit. You don't believe me? Go and have a fucking look. I dare you to go and have a fucking look.
What is it? A 30-day free trial?
21-day free trial, mate. And you can have a, you can watch it all, watch all 200 videos and then unsubscribe. All right? You don't have to pay a cent to watch it all. How's that?
Or you could stay on.
They've told me not to say that. Yeah, multiple times.
I've told you not to say that. That's the second or third time.
That's hurting out. We're losing money right now as I'm speaking.
Well, at least we're helping people
100%. And I dare you to have a look.
Yeah, there is some confronting shit.
It's like a mix of
actual shit.
Jackass, Pornhub scat section.
Oh, no.
There's a few good sketches in there.
Yeah, baby.
Calvin,
it's all
Calvin.
Over the place. And that subscription website funds this whole fucking shit show. It even funds the Brown. He wouldn't be sitting in that fucking chair if it wasn't for the website.
I hate this chair.
How dare you? You fucking pig.
That is a good, good chair.
I don't... No, it's not.
You'll get an upgrade.
It's a...
Soon.
Anyway, what's the shit talk that's happened? Nothing happened over the weekend. What did you do on the weekend? Nothing?
Oh, I hung out with my girlfriend.
So did I.
Dinner at the in-laws. I'm with you on that one.
And what did you do, Brown? You sat alone and masturbated to carefully selected porn videos with your tissues all over and your moisturizer on your big screen TV at midnight.
With candles.
How did you know that? No, I did lots of things. I saw James and Christina, and we watched a movie, and Christina fell asleep.
Holy shit. Wait. I've got a really good date idea.
Oh, and here we fucking go. Greg told us this.
Greg Smith is a master. Okay, so you go to the Botanical Gardens
in
at
Brisbane.
Nighttime in Brisbane.
It only works in Brisbane.
Yeah, it might work in other botanical gardens. You take apples, you set up a little picnic thing, you throw out the apples, you eat your dinner with your girlfriend, and then possums come to you and you hand feed the possums.
Poison. You hand feed them poison?
No, just little bits of apple. You watch them eat the apple in their hands.
Which has poison lace all through it. In
you
half an hour's time,
you
watch them all freaking out and panicking.
You
and the general public watching multiple possums dying in front of them. It
I think they're considered
a fucking
pest,
laugh.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I've killed heaps.
But yeah, basically then you just get to feed the possums from like hand feed them.
Anyway.
It was exciting.
Yeah, I guess it's exciting. It's not that exciting.
Yeah, don't. No.
Unless you poison them.
Sorry.
I went to the cardiologist again. I've got to do a bunch more tests. So that's good.
Oh, fuck.
They're going to just do all these tests. And if I still have blood pressure, if they determine that I have diagnosed blood pressure, high blood pressure, I have to go on medication for the rest of my life.
Do you reckon the rest of your life?
The rest of my life. Far too young, he said. Far too young.
Did you electrocute me then?
My feelings were hurt. On this day.
Oh, God. You can electrocute people.
On this day in 2015, Ed Sheeran would collect stray cats and zip tie them together in strange and interesting shapes. The cat sculpture grew to over 37 cats, all different colors and sizes. He fed and cleaned them every day and even slept with a cat sculpture. However, the cats at the top would shit all over the cats at the bottom, so he untied the zip ties and set the cats free in a fire. He wrote the song Shape of You as a tribute to the cat sculpture he made. The lyric, I'm in love with the shape of you, is a direct reference to his fucked, mangled, meowing cat sculpture. You fucking cunts. What are you scoffing at, cunt? You wrote that! You fucking wrote that!
Oh, yeah, you did the on the stage. Oh. Oh, man.
It's so hot.
So that I've always wondered why he wrote that fucking song. I'm
Which
in love
one?
With the shape of you. Like, what? What?
Yeah, I haven't
Doesn't make
heard
any
it.
Sense, does it?
Yeah,
now
yes.
it does. Now it makes plenty of sense. He had cats zip-tied together. 37 of them. All different strange shapes and sizes. Just picture it right now. I want you to actually
yeah, like
try and picture
I'm picturing just a square of cats.
No, like it's a fucking a mass of cats. Like they're zip tied by the arms, by the tail, some by the necks together. And they're all joined. Not one can escape. Do you understand?
I think so.
Yeah, you drew it. Anyway,
right.
I think it's time for it's time for an entry from Matt's little brown little black yes. book.
Here we go. Matt's little, what number is it?
Matt's little black book of haves. Let me just have a look here. Let me have a flip through the pages.
That was good.
I found it.
You found it. Okay, here we go.
Right, this was Matt's playing around with the recording. How confusing for the viewers at home.
Must have been. I wonder if that worked.
Home. You keep putting this B shit on.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like a bit more sophisticated.
It's like womb.
Womb. Now you're getting it, baby. You understand
it. You fucking loser. That is fucking magic.
Womb.
That's you.
Have number 26. I smelt her cunt from across the dance floor, and my tongue flicked out of my mouth and moistened my eyes with a firm lick to each eyeball. She was drenched in sweat and was clearly on drugs. I snapped my neck back and let out an almighty roar. My scream caught her attention, and all the blood in my body turned into foamy sperm. I stared at her tits and felt drool pouring out of my mouth like a running tap. I power walked over to her, not taking my eyes off her tits and shoving other people out of the way. I immediately started dancing with her and was grinding on her sweetie back. She pushed back into me and I knew she might accept my mince seed this night. Her bright red hair was plastered to her back with sweat, and I slid it out of the way with my pointer finger and started tonguing at her neck. Her skin tasted like blue cheese and she started panting. She rocked her head back onto my shoulder and I placed my hands on her fat, damp tits while still furiously tonguing at her neck and ear. As I groped her thick chest, I whispered, "You want to get out of here?" Her eyes were completely out of focus and as she opened her mouth, I could smell that she had vomited recently. As she spoke, a fleck of kebab shot out of her mouth and onto my cheek. I nearly came. I went "You to drill a hole through my cum," she said. I grabbed at my throbbing brown to stop it from ejaculating. I composed myself and led this beast from the club. Outside, when the streetlight hit her, I could see that she'd been involved in some sort of car accident, as she had deep scarring on the left side of her morbidly obese body. This only excited me further, and on the way to the taxi rank, I saw an alleyway. I couldn't wait. I nodded towards it. "Yeah, that's perfect. I need to piss anyway," she said. We ducked down the alleyway, and she started squatting next to a dumpster and started taking a powerful piss. Piss gushed from her cloaca. She lost her balance and fell sideways. Piss ran up and down her legs and torso as she continued pissing and struggling to get back up. I tried helping her up, but she was far too much mass. I fell on top of her and heard a slap as I landed on her piss-covered tank top. We immediately started tonguing. There were no lips involved. It was pure tongue. I felt small chunks of food and drug as my tongue moved and searched through her mouth. We started rolling around in the alleyway, and I could still hear her pissing. I wrestled my hand down her piss-soaked underwear and felt a thick, wiry plume of pubic hair. My little brown had slithered out of my jeans, and once I located her still dripping gap, I inserted my brown. I rolled her onto her massive back and pushed her knees back and started drilling like she had requested. "Oh, what is that? Are they even people?" I heard shouts from the streets as they peered down our alleyway, but I did not dare stop. "Let's give them a show," I said through gritted teeth.
I drilled as hard and fast as I could while staring at her sloppy breasts. My eyelids peeled back out of sight as I began climaxing. My mouth opened so wide that I heard my jaw dislocate, and I drained my essence into this foul dragon. I deflated to half my size after I finished ejaculating, and I could see concern in my prize's eyes.
You all right?
She mumbled. I am now I've been fed, I said, and I detracted my now limp little brown as I continued to sprinkle ejaculate on her heavy set thighs. I stood and walked away, left her rolling around in her own piss, hailed a taxi and drove home without even saying goodbye. Fuck yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Oh. There's so many levels to it. It just gets so fucked. Oh my god.
So descriptive.
They even people.
He so didn't descriptive. Even know. Oh man. It's hot and sweaty in here.
Oh
now.
My god, you are
I'm shockingly wet.
Okay.
Sure, fucking
oh,
hell.
I think
it's
time.
Time
for some wisdom.
Yeah, you're right. It's Michael's Bible.
What are you R-ing at, Mr. Brown?
I thought you were going to say something else.
Questions or something?
No, I thought you were going to say bong break for some reason.
Bong break!
I'm already clang.
It's time to hit you with a bit of wisdom. Michael... He could be. I am seeing now. He is so angelic at times. He could well be a semi-god or a demigod, as they're known.
I'm going to bring the Bible in. I've actually decided.
Thank you.
Or a Greek
the actual
god.
Copy.
All right, let's jump straight to it. I haven't read this yet, but it's... I'm like, it's changing the world. If you adopt his teachings... You could be a better person. So I want you to really listen to this, you fucking disgusting fuck.
Is this the their chair?
This is from the book of What Who.
Okay.
All right. Chapter 4, verse 16 from the book of What Who. Everyone is a who. A who to you could be a you to that who. You are a who and a you. The only thing that changes is the who's searching for you. So if you come across a who, just remember that you are a who to that who and are only a you to you, just as the who is a you to that who too. So just remember that who's and you's are the same, and any who can become a friend to you. Big stars went shooting like this fast.
Those are the asteroids.
Holy shit. And I guess what you're trying to say is that we are all equal beings, and just because you don't know someone doesn't mean that you should love them any less than what you love yourself.
And
exactly,
you can turn who's into you's, which means you can make friends.
110%. And if everyone lived by that, I tell you what, I would be proud to walk around the streets and shake your hand.
Well, let's do it then.
All right. It's working, man. That's powerful. Shake my hand.
We just became that chapter.
Shake my hand, Mr. Brown.
What do you guys think? It's very good.
It's profound, is the word that
I like. The word what you said before, angelic. I think that's important.
That's right.
What do you think, Mr. Brown?
Oh, how'd it go with that? How'd it go with that fucking Nick? You've been fucking messaging her on Instagram?
She sent me a message and I said,
oh yeah, what did it say exactly? Did you guys show each other it yourselves?
No.
Has this progressed to some sort of sexual relationship yet?
No.
All right.
I just said thank you for, you know, being a good sport.
Oh, here we go.
That's so cute.
That's Brown flirting. Sport. Thank you for being a good sport. Because fucking to him is a sport.
See, I usually look in this direction when I want to look at them, and I have to look straight at James and Christina. It's making me.
It's nice having a like a studio audience.
It's good, but
this is the biggest studio audience we've ever had. Yeah, Posse's usually the only one here, and he knows to just lie there.
Yeah, look how comfort to be like,
so hot
over it is.
Yeah, it is very hot in this house,
dude,
man.
You are drenched.
Yeah.
Why today is like hotter than usual?
I think because it's the humidity or some shit.
Sorry.
Anyway,
yeah.
Let's move right along to. It's the comment of the week.
All right.
And we've read all the comments like we always do. This could be a little reminder to maybe leave a comment now if you haven't already. All right?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
So go, you can leave a comment now. Who knows? You might get comment of the week because we have a whole board of it now, like a big whiteboard of it.
That's important.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to see the comment of the week board?
Yeah, I kind of do, baby. There's the first comment of the week. Look at that
they
board.
Probably can't read it.
Probably can't read
it. It's this tiny fucking.
It's hard because we've got to fit 40 of them on there.
Yeah, no, 39. Because we missed the first episode. So 39, like I said.
Yeah.
There it is. So you will be enshrined. Your comment could go down in glory.
Ow!
Forever. If you comment the right thing. So to take this opportunity.
There's Donut Film. See, he was number one.
And it doesn't need to be the most likes comment. Yeah. That's only for questions, okay? It can be anything. That one was the most liked. All right. God, man, I am sweating like
it could be that if we can't find any good ones.
Man, I am disgusting. If I was single, there'd be no way.
I like the hair.
Yeah, I like the hair too.
I reckon when you're older, you should grow wispy hair when you've got grey hair.
Yeah, look, I'll definitely look into that for you, man.
Yes, that's gonna be great.
Whiskey hair.
Wispy.
Whiskey.
Yeah, you could pull.
Ready? Yeah, so let's go. Look, we decide the comment of the week just based on like there's a few factors. All right. There are a few factors, and we're not gonna tell you because that's the beauty of it. Oh, continue, Mr. Brown.
All right. Comment on the week came from the
Sarah.
I'm going to go with Sarah.
Yeah.
And he's referring to Matt's little black book story from last week.
The book where you write all the chicks that you fucked. Yeah.
He says, sounds like the chick Matt Brown had is Darren's miso.
No, you didn't say had properly.
Oh,
sounds
sorry.
Like the chick that
yeah, I gotcha.
Matt had.
Sounds like the chick Matt Brown had. Is Darren's miso.
Yeah, I can see that. And when we read that comment, we thought, a new character is born.
Well, he adds that. He said, could you do a prank call with the drunk, pregnant lady's voice, please?
I've just got the prank call we're going to do. You're going to be that chick, by the way.
Her name is Rhonda.
Her name's Rhonda.
R-H-O-N-D-A-H-H.
Okay. And you're going to call up a pub and ask for the pokey area and say that you left your purse or something valuable.
I left my wallet there.
You left some change.
Check, Foz got my wallet there.
Yes.
And she'll even laugh like Darren cunt.
Yeah, okay.
Could she have a different laugh?
Yeah.
It's just a physical laugh.
Yeah.
It just gaps in like the fucking phone call.
Well, look, it's a work in progress. Who knows what her laugh will be?
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for the prank call. Can we call up a pub?
So a big, fat, pregnant woman who's drunk all the
time. How old is she?
38. Same as Matt Brown.
I'm not 38.
Yeah, congratulations to Sarah. So they'll go on the board.
Yeah. So we'll snip that out, right? And we'll sticky tape that to the board.
You can have it on that. And look, you're on board.
Dude, you could be on that board. All you got to do is write a cool comment like that. And that is a cool comment, not because it has many likes, but because it has inspired another character.
And prank call.
And now we want it.
What should we do for the... What should we do for the person who wins best comment of the year?
They will get an all-expenses-paid trip to your house. And they will get to live with Matt Brown for 2 weeks.
Forget I asked.
I think we'll combine it with Bachelor Brown somehow.
Hate this fucking chair. Oh.
Look how small and blue it is.
It's blue.
We get couch. So we live like kings. Brown gets small. No, small dirt stool.
I realize I want a fucking, like a footrest.
Yeah, like Maros's God comes.
Yeah, see, I don't want to go on your sweat.
Yeah,
it's
baby.
Fucking like so wet.
We'll get you a puff.
Oh, is it Bachelor Brown
time? It is time for Bachelor Brown, 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 Brown. Bachelor Brown, 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 Brown.
I like
Bachelor Brown, 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 Brown.
He's standing over me.
All right, we have got some entries. Matt is talking to and considering dating the girl that we hooked him up with last week, so it's already working.
No,
girls, if you want Matt to be in your life and just get to know him, you can date him. Like, who knows? If you're single out there and Tinder doesn't work and going out doesn't work and there's boys keep cheating on you, try a different way. You don't know until you've spoken to it.
Oh.
Give us your fucking phone number and a little piece of info about yourself, and you have an online date here live with Matt and see the sparks, the chemistry fly.
Okay, I can see it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited too.
I'm not.
All right, let's have a looky here, eh?
You upset me today with your little post.
Oh, yeah, I can go ahead and delete that now, eh?
Do you?
We might get more. This could be your wife.
That is so true.
I don't know. I don't want to.
Why don't Imagine you want that. A wife?
Imagine you, just
want
you met your wife.
Around for the rest of your life? And you want a family? Huh?
You Some meet kids? Your wife on our podcast? The Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast.
Look, we've had people
Imagine
get married
to your kids.
We've had people get married from our subscription Ooh. Website.
Ow.
Matt, did you know that? People have dated from our subscription website. We bring people together. That's what we do.
Have they sent that through? Can you send that, by the way? We want to see his reaction.
All right. This is our first entry for today for the Bachelor Brown segment. And Matt, I'd be very interested to hear your thoughts about this.
I'm not.
Hey, I'm Eleanor. She said, I'm a vet tech in Brisbane. Have a dog and a cat and love drinking and hanging with mates. So,
do you love animals, mate?
Hang on.
Man, that sounds like a fucking, like, she sounds down to earth. She's maternal. She has animals.
Yeah, everyone loves animals.
What's your favorite
animal? Not everyone.
Animal?
I like her name. Eleanor is a very nice name.
Yeah, yeah. Ellen. Yeah, exactly.
It's a very lovely name.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and call her.
Oh, really?
And then we'll see if there's a spark here. See if there's some chemistry.
You have to call him.
Matt.
What's your favorite animal? Tell her.
Save it.
Tell her that it's like a skink or some shit.
Skunk, you mean?
No, a skink. Little lizard.
All right, Eleanor didn't answer. So Brooke Davies gets her shot now. So we're moving on. Matt has no time for women who don't keep their word, Eleanor. And I'm sorry. Sorry.
You Matt, cheated on him. Yeah. That's basically well, cheating
Matt,
on him.
You just said off air you fucking hate her for not answering. And I get it. I get it. All right. So now we're going to move on to Brooke Davies. And she says, happy to take the challenge. Everyone loves morning brown or even afternoon brown. Huh? That's pretty good. Bit of flirtatious already. That's your favorite. Hey?
You'd love
to give her a morning brown, am I right?
Leave me alone.
Let's call her.
All right, calling Brooke Davies.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Brooke?
Yes.
Hey, Brooke, it's Marty and Michael and Matt Brown here
Sit down,
from the
Matthew.
Fully Actual Podcast. Do you have a spare 5 minutes we could trouble you?
Yeah, go for it, boys.
Yes, alright, I've got you on speaker here with the one and only muscular Matt Brown.
Oh, not even now, muscular.
Brown. Oh, now the Brown, how should we do this? The Brown would like to tell you a little bit about himself for about 30 seconds. Matt Brown would now love to share with you the things about himself that he feels is most important to let you know if you were going to ever date each other. Go, Mr. Brown.
Brooke, I'm being forced to do this.
Matt, come on,
dude, say
up.
Something
you're
cool.
This up, Matt.
Be a prince.
Come on, Matt. Jesus, you're where's supposed your, to be charming me
where's,
here.
Where's your charm?
Be a prince.
Where's your confidence?
Tell her you've got a horse.
Come on, Maddie.
He could sing me the Morning Brown song. Oh, that would be even better.
The look, Morning Brooke, Brown song?
Look, Brooke, he's a little nervous, I think. We've got a little studio audience in today. He's a little nervous. Maybe it would be easier if you start by just saying some of your hobbies and interests and then see if there's something you guys can maybe have a chat about. I don't know. Let's see how it's going.
So, Matt, what footy team do you go for?
What football are you talking about?
What football? No, well, see, I'm in Victoria.
So you're
I'm
AFL. Well, if it was AFL. Wait, whereabouts in Victoria are you from?
I'm in central Victoria.
Okay, so cool.
Ballarat.
Yeah, cool, cool.
Keep going, Matt.
I don't know. I'd probably be. I think I was Bulldogs when I was a little boy.
Yeah, he's a fucking doggy's boy. He's a fucking doggy's boy.
Okay. I actually worked at the Bulldogs grand final. So
there you go, Matt. You could go to the football final with Brooke if you wanted to.
No, you could help her work there.
Now, Brooke, what type – do you have any sort of – and please tell me if I'm pushing the envelope here. Do you have any sort of sexual fantasies that you play out in your head with the Brown? Because I know he's got hundreds. And once you get him to drop his wall of uncomfortability, he will be a fountain of fucking sexual innuendo.
It's the bald head that does it for me.
What do you want to do?
I just want to hold on to him and I want to rub that.
Rub it. Like spit a on it.
He's like a Buddha.
Oh, see, that'd be even.
Give him a little fucking spit on it, cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. He's having a chuckle.
What about you could try and put your head in her?
He could try and have, a wonder. Take fisting to the next level.
Balding. Or no, we'll call it heading.
And what about children, Brooke? Would you want children one day?
Well, see, the problem She's here is I already have four.
Holy.
So Matt doesn't need to do a thing.
Oh, Matt, shit, there you go, dude. The children have already been had.
I'm a father now.
All right, come on. All right, Matt, what do you want to say to Brooke? Look, you need to try and connect with her on a deeper level here. Let's cut the small talk, baby.
Sing her a poem.
Let's get deep and personal. What do you want to know about her soul, baby? Come on, Matt! You're blowing this!
Dude, come on.
He wishes he was blowing this.
All right, Matt, is this going well for you or not? Be honest.
Do you love her?
I don't know. I've never even met her. Michael, how could I love someone I've never met?
Take a chance.
I'm so sorry. Here. I'm loving it.
I'm so sorry, Brooke. He is so flustered right now. I've never seen him like this. He's all red in the face, shaking his head. He's barely saying a word.
He's a bit bashful.
So
it's
maybe,
all right, Matty, I'll make it all better, mate.
Yeah, so maybe it would be easier.
Oh, that sounded comforting.
Comfort. Ting.
It's the cum hitting the fort, making the ting.
Look, maybe we will get Matt Brown to follow you off his personal Instagram. And maybe
probably follow her already.
Maybe it would help break the ice if you guys like send each other some DMs to begin with. And look, Brooke, at the end, are you not seeing anyone? Obviously,
no, I'm not actually.
All right, well, look, if you are in, you are now in contention for the Bachelor Brown winner. Like, you are one of the contestants now. So at the end of the year, if you are chosen by the Brown as the top three finalists, we will fly you up from Victoria.
Fucking not flying
fly
people
you up from
up.
Victoria.
Yeah, we're going to do the show.
You could potentially win Matt Brown as a boyfriend.
For a night.
Oh, my God. It's a dream come true.
All right. Well, we'll get him to add you on Instagram straight away. Matt, get your fucking... Oh, we can't.
The phone's over there.
Phone's over
but
there.
But it will straight happen away. After this.
So Brooke, just
who do you like more so far?
Look out for his DM.
Brooke or
okay?
Nick?
Thank you very much for your chat, Brooke.
Thanks, boys.
It was good chatting, Brooke.
Thank you, Brooke.
Oh, Matt, he's stuck in. He's stuck in with a goodbye. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Dude, you guys are together.
There is no.
That is together.
There's no way.
He's dating. Don't move in.
I'm putting it down now. There's no fucking way we're bringing three people up.
No, and they make a sound.
Yeah, they make a sound.
And
I don't know what's going to come
like
out.
The
no.
Most is the one you get to have.
No, look, we're not doing that.
Look, Matt. 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 Matt.
Are you single right now? You need to change what you do. Otherwise, you can't expect a different result and not try something different, baby.
Well,
look at us. We're happily in relationships. Ow. We can help you, man.
Oh.
We can help you, man. Right?
Yeah, I reckon.
Now, who do you like more out of Nick and Brooke so far?
They're both very lovely, but from the sound of them.
What about like the conversation?
What's the instant like connection? What's that like? Is it love at first hearing, not sight, hearing?
I don't know. It's very hard.
Very hard. All right. So,
I'm on to the next segment. I don't know where you guys are. But
so both of them, you're saying, are potential mates.
What about
for you?
Like a Mormon marriage and you can have both?
No.
Look, both of these ladies have been mothers. So I feel like maybe you could be a potential instant father.
Would you be ready for
when
that?
When this works out.
Oh, yeah. If you meet the right girl, yeah, of course. No matter
you'd
if
you'd be a father, like overnight?
Not overnight.
What would you call
her? It'd be a learning process.
What would you call her kids?
Yeah, you have to come up with new names.
And four.
Oh, that is the Bachelor Brown segment. And if you would like to have a chat to Matt Brown, please keep DMing us your numbers and a little bit about yourself. And no shit, we are not joking. We will fly the top three finalists.
No, we're not
the
fucking doing it.
The ones you get to pick.
We're not flying anyone out here at all.
Which ones do you like?
Matt, you don't get a say anymore.
Okay,
right?
You haven't got the connection with him now, but imagine the 38 after this.
I want you to be happy, okay? There, I said it. I want you to find someone. So we will do this our way, and if it does not work, then by golly, we've done our best. But I'm going to make damn sure we give it a red hot go. For fuck's sake, I just want you to be happy. You're following us around. We're all in couples. You're following us around, looking at your fucking porn. Makes me sick.
Well, this is how we'll fix it. Imagine that.
Makes me fucking sick.
We have to get one to move in by the end of the year.
Fucking, what are you talking about? No one's going to move in.
Marriage is too much, I know, but moving in is nothing.
You haven't even moved in yet.
Yeah, well, that's why it's the end of the year for you. And I have almost.
Well, I am
disgusting. You're close. I'm sorry about that comment.
But yeah, I reckon end of the year, the one that wins has to stay at your house for 3 days. And we could film a documentary.
A brown documentary. We could see how much
brown you mentioned.
We can see how much mince a human body can take before it warps out of shape.
You know what sucks?
Swollen
is that,
with sperm.
Is that I hate this entire idea, but it would suck if there was somebody genuinely worth dating in there.
It would suck.
But I don't fucking trust the process.
Your future
is what
Matt,
makes the trust.
Would you like it if your future wife had the balls, had the courage, the confidence to come forward and apply via a show like this, and she's a legend.
No.
And she has an awesome sense of humor because she's listening to our podcast. No. Wouldn't you want that from a future
partner? No, I'll tell you why I don't want that, and you guys should all know this, is I fucking hate reality TV shows, and this is bordering reality TV.
Well, no, but it'd be for the website.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of course. Of course it
would. What if we paid
it's a way
you
to get you subscribed, baby? No, what? Look, girls out there, look, don't pay attention. He'll come around. We've got another fucking 35 weeks of this. Please send in your phone number and a little bit about yourself. And who knows, Mr. Brown could be the man of your dream, mince down your dress.
It's exciting.
All
it's
right.
Definitely
let's
exciting.
Let's get going.
Man, that was a hot segment, baby.
Yeah.
I'm sweating bullets, man.
Yeah, more so than normal.
Bong break!
Oh, no.
All right, it's time for questions. If you want us to answer your question, comment a question. We answer the most liked questions as well as what the questions we think are the funniest. Sometimes questions get lots of likes, but we don't answer them because we've already answered them many, many times. So if you're wondering, oh, why the fuck didn't Matt Brown read out my question, that fucking fucking pig. That's probably why, it's because we've answered it before. Anyway, so have a scroll through, see which questions you like, and give them a like if you want to and see what we have to say about it. Very important people. Very important people.
All right. Donut Films is on fire. He's got top question this week.
Fucking hell, Donut Films.
He just knows.
He won Cow of the Week last week.
All right. Question for the podcast. How come Julian always hits Michael but never hits Marty?
I think Michael is much better at stirring Julian, first of all. Fucking Michael knows exactly how to push Julian's buttons.
He also invites the chase. Loves to attack, like throw an attack at him and then
bite. Like I'll sometimes even have a hit.
Yeah, and Michael and Julian are similar in stature, so it makes sense for him to attack the weaker one first. So many, many reasons. And also, Julian is like a fucked little son and he shouldn't be attacking his father. That's a big no-no.
Next question is from G.R. Freeman. Would you rather...
It's Kathy Freeman's husband.
How'd you know that?
I spoke to him via phone call.
Via?
Phone call.
Yeah.
Would you rather... be bummed by a bloke or fisted by a woman?
That's not a bad one.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because woman, but like with small hands.
Yeah, because her hand wouldn't be that small.
You'd need a little woman.
Yeah, and fucked is like, that's like, you know, that's really, it'd probably be far more traumatizing than just having a hand up your ass.
If it's a girl, like.
I'm pretty sure like we've fisted each other before.
I don't remember that one, man. But
we've been videos.
Close.
There's some videos of it.
Oh, yeah. We've been close.
No, only for a laugh. Like, sexual, man.
Yeah, fuck. Not this yet. But yeah, like small hands, maybe.
Yeah, no, I'd probably go a small lubed up hand, and I'd want her to make this shape with her hand.
Oh, true. I'm thinking that wouldn't work.
No, that would be far worse. You want to even flatten it out, so it's just a slit.
So that would be quite wide.
Makes a slip. All right, well, what about that? She ducks two fingers like that. There. Perfect fist.
Oh, I didn't think about it. Yeah, you squash up the fingers.
And you zip time at the end like that. Ah, cramp. And then you just lube the end. It's like a big cock. Mr. Brown, it's like a big cock entering your colon.
What would you do?
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
He doesn't want his birds hearing what his answer is.
It's tough.
It's a good one. That's a really good what would you rather.
I'm just scared. I'd rather go fist, but I'm just scared how big that fist is going to be.
Yeah, well, you can say, I guess it's details, but I'd say fist, but if it's small girl.
Yeah, on average, girls are quite small.
Nah, fuck it. I'll get banged by a guy. Dude. Fuck
there
it.
There you go.
Change it up.
Wow, that's like, phew.
All right.
Confronting to the picture.
By small little man.
No, I guess question and shit. Yeah,
yeah, maybe
get
a
it.
Small little man. Yeah, actually. Fuck, it depends the way you look at it.
This is getting weird.
Because a dick is quite small. A dick is probably
you
a
could
lot smaller.
Like get like, imagine a dude with a micro penis. You wouldn't feel anything.
I could probably stretch my asshole so wide that the dick wouldn't even touch the sides.
Yeah. 100% you could.
Do you know what I was trying to say there? I'll show you.
I reckon you could even get like a normal size dick and in there without like it touching.
That's a science.
Or a condom as well.
A condom.
Put a condom around the cock. Then the cock skin does not slide along your colon skin.
Next.
Mr. Brown.
I want to move on.
Cock and colon is very cool.
Cock. Cock.
Can you say colon?
Cock. Cock.
Colon?
Cock. Cock. Let me record that for everyone.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it while we're recording.
Please.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Try it.
Cock. Cock. Cock.
I like the way you finish it.
Cock.
Oh, you don't have headphones. You don't have headphones. You'll have to listen to it later.
It's,
All right, next question.
He's broken. All right.
Michael saw the true pain in my eyes.
Okay. Are we still on question one? Oh,
no, fuck, that's okay. Question four or five there.
Here we go.
Cock.
Next question is from Bryce Carter. Michael, have you had any fans come to your house before?
I've had people come here for like Halloween. Uber Eats? And I had to give them treats, but I had no lollies.
But people people drive by.
Yeah, actually true, yeah. They drive by. People drove past yours.
Yeah, people drive by. Like, then they fucking, it pisses me off. They slow down and stare like I'm some fucking zoo animal.
Looks out at them like, what the fuck?
Yeah, fucking get out of here, I say. Go on.
Get out of here.
It's my fucking patch of dirty, you cunt. Fucking step foot on there. You fucking step foot on my family, cunt. You don't want to see me get rolled up, cunt. Fucking get off my lawn, cunt! My fuck, come down there, cunt! You fucking dog bitch! Don't look at me, cunt!
Holy shit, yeah, you do get quite aggressive. Calvin.
Next question is from SwampBox69. Would you boys ever get your partners involved in a scientific video or a prank video? Obviously, Matt can't because he's alone.
See, you need us. Anyway, yeah. What could we do to them? We could pretend. Oh, I could call Amber and say that you've died. You could do that to Mon.
Holy shit,
that is pretty good.
Acting would have to be on point. Amber, fuck! Oh my god, I didn't even. Michael's dead. He's died. He did a video. It went wrong.
Yeah, fuck. It is hard. Oh man, that's actually done. That would. That's probably really bad.
That's fucked.
Yeah, it's you. He does that all the time. He fucking tells us he's been in a bad car accident because he's bored.
He did it to me. He called me and said, "Hey, dude. Marty's been in a bad car accident. I'm on my way to podcast, I'm pretty sure."
Yeah, actually, I haven't done it for ages, though.
Yeah,
it's been like a good
year. It's like it almost makes you angry after because you genuinely feel paused like, oh, no.
I had a long pause and then I realized, yeah, he's fucking with me.
I'm like the boy who cried wolf.
Wolf!
Next question is from the drummer chick. What's something people seem to misunderstand about you guys?
People seem to think that we're like
dumb.
Yeah. People think that we're like some of the things we do. Oh, you put your bodies through that, you idiots. Like, look at these idiots.
Stupid. They call us.
Like, they have like no.
No freaking idea.
No idea how fucking smart we are. They have no fucking idea the level of our fucking genius.
Intelligence.
No one fucking does. Man, we just sit there and we come up with shit that just like changes the world, cunt.
We write it down sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes we just don't. We let the thought pass. we let it pass and forget about it because we know it'll come back around, baby.
So that's how the world spins and shit.
But yeah, like people seem to think that we are like stupid as fuck when really it's really quite the opposite. Show them.
Horizontal rotation, vertical rotation,
vertical axis,
angles.
And that he's just demonstrating there the mass of a pillow, and it's exactly the same throughout while it's suspended in air. And like people are like, what is he talking about? And like, I'm not going to get into it, but he just gave you a lesson on physics and you didn't even fucking know it. Now when you throw a pillow around, you know that it'll be on its vertical axis if you so throw it at that angle. Fucking idiots. Next question.
Did you hear that, Matt? That was pretty good.
Hey.
Yeah, see? Dumbfounded and single. Cock.
I can hear it through your head.
Oh no.
The end.
Oh man, very good.
Can you say bitch?
Oh yeah, we'll get
bitch.
One.
Cock bitch.
We have to record these.
Listen to the way he ends bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch. Fucking bitch. Get out of my house, you fucking bitch. Bitch.
You've always been on point with your bitches.
It's good. It's the German.
It's the German has changed the angle of my tongue signatures.
I saw Marty get angry at a girl in the street once because her boyfriend was trying to fight us and he called her a bitch and it was perfect. And she shut up.
Was it with the ch in the end?
Bitch. It was pretty.
Was what like, was her boyfriend trying to fight
so
us?
So he was trying to fight us and he didn't realize and like that we were walking away and he tried to start a fight with us and we turned around and walked back at him. And she was like, why didn't you guys just go away at us? And Marty just turned around and said, we were trying to leave you, bitch! Straight to her face. Because they started it. And yeah, his bitch was just perfect. It just shut up. She didn't say another word. It was beautiful.
Thank the you. Bitch silenced
thank you,
her.
Matt Brown. Probably going to get cancelled now. But
yeah, probably.
You.
Violence.
Well, we did turn back around to fight him after we were walking away.
So we were trying to walk away.
That was sort of silly of us.
We wanted to fight him.
No. He was like yelling slurs at us and we turned around and we weren't going to take that no more.
No, yeah, we have a line. And if you cross that line, we become quite aggressive, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And the funny thing was
we have in the past.
Look, people haven't crossed that line recently, but yeah, I can still see you, that fire behind your eyes.
Yeah, true. I can see in the right situation.
Headbutting. That man, you headbutted that man.
I didn't hit him hard.
Yeah, yeah. Not hard.
The funniest part of that story is we got in a cab and went to another side of the city and lined up at a nightclub and they got out of the cab and went to the same nightclub right next to us. And so we were like, oh, I guess we'll be nice and just apologize for getting into a, you know,
debacle.
A debacle.
Being heroes?
And we're like, oh, hey, guys, we're going to the same club. Let's just go, like, let's just all apologize.
Let's just smooth
out
jets.
And they were so filthy. Like, oh,
they didn't accept it.
They wouldn't even look us in the face. They just like, yeah, whatever. And they're just, we're like, we're the best men in Brisbane.
What a fucking idiot. Imagine being with your girlfriend and starting a fight with like six dudes. Like, idiot. Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I guess
he had reasons.
He probably did have reasons.
He had reasons.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
We were just laughing and being us. And I think it started with him just yelling at us for no reason.
Oh, well, fuck him then. Fuck him to death.
It was actually James's fault. Anyway, let's go. next question is from Joshua Hughes.
It was James.
Holy shit, it was. You remember? Oh.
I can't remember. I have vague snippets of time where there's a one picture of image and I can think of that, but there's no real memory.
I'll fill in the gaps later.
You sick fuck.
Next question is from Joshua Hughes. Michael, which were you more concerned about, the nail gun in the calf or your rectum falling to pieces?
Rectum.
Yeah, rectum was
the
very
calf.
Scary.
Like, was just it's like your leg.
Yeah, and like once you pull the nail out, there's a bit of blood. We're like, it's a
flesh
fine.
Wound.
Worst yeah. case scenario, gets tetanus and dies in a few weeks
or years. Would
years.
Be nice.
That's worst case scenario. So we were like, yeah, far more concerned.
The rectum was like, I don't want a shit bag. I'd rather die.
I kind of wish you did have it now,
dude. Oh, well, I could have died.
Oh, God, oh man. Imagine if you had a shit bag on him at all
it
times.
It wouldn't feel nice. I couldn't do sport.
I'd rip it off all the time.
Would it come out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd have to go back into hospital.
Yeah, every day.
All right, final question. It's from Peter Hunt.
Oh, shit.
Will you guys ever do a live podcast this year? Can we see Matt Brown picking up a beast live?
Oh, I'd love to see that too. I have seen it. Oh, I've seen him working the clubs, shimmying around on the dance floor, locking eyes with others. Oh, yeah, it's a sight to behold. Yeah, we definitely want to do a live podcast this year. We're doing one right now.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, we've got an audience of 2.5.
Man, I wonder how nerve-wracking that would be to have like hundreds of people in front of us.
Oh, dude, you will have to control yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say shit.
Yeah, I can't probably smoke weed.
Oh, no, we'll definitely do have our bubble.
I reckon the adrenaline. Don't you reckon the adrenaline of it all will probably get you going anyway?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Like, what if they didn't laugh at shit? And then you'd just be like,
Even the best comedians bomb.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have to sit there for an hour thinking, no one laughed at that.
And you're going to have hecklers.
Yeah, everyone will be drunk and shit. Yeah. So we have to have like a hose.
Or a naughty corner.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, just do something to Michael. Hit him or something.
That's so true. That's I can see that happening.
Cody's stuck in here.
No, they'll throw a glass at me.
Yeah.
I'll get glass.
Yeah, you'll get glass. And then it'll be on YouTube. Comedian gets glass live on stage.
Oh, man.
All right. Man who eats shit.
Let's move right along. And it is time for...
German Achtjährbrich! German Achtjährbrich!
I have the spoon. I'm ready.
Everyone at home, why don't you play along and comment how many right you get?
That's good interaction shit.
Well done.
All right, let me get my jaw ready. Number one, German or gibberish?
Fangen mit Titten spielen!
Oh, you're being Irish. You always do this shit.
Say it once more.
Fangen mit Titten spielen! Oh, it's really hard.
I think it is. You're trying to confuse me and make Irish up. That's actually German. I reckon. That's German.
I'm going to go with it's not German.
All right. We have... it is German.
I knew it. You were pretending
I had to go against you.
Michael, would you like to have a stab at what it means? Fangen mit Titten spielen.
Fungi in my eye.
Means play catch with tits.
Oh, that was close.
That's not a bad guess though.
Iron and tits.
I can see why you'd say that today.
Alright, number two. German or gibberish?
Greifen besser auf Schulz!
Oh,
Greifen besser auf Schulz!
Yeah, no, that's not German. You're pretending to be German.
Yeah, it's not German.
Auschwitz. You're saying that word that's from...
Auschstolz.
Auschwitz. You're trying to pretend to be like a concentration Auschstolz. Camp.
Auschstolz.
Same fucking thing.
All right.
You're not.
All right. You're both correct.
Yes.
It is gibberish. Would you like to take a stab at what it means?
It's gibberish.
It's gibberish.
Yeah, it's gibberish. All right. Number three.
Yes, Christina, I know you hate the cord. I can see you talking about the cord. Everyone else... hasn't spotted it yet, but now they have that I've pointed it out, which is probably a bad move on my part. And now I will get a connector to make it longer.
We should get wireless. Be like space.
Man, I would.
Yeah,
love
I thought
that,
about maybe. It. They'd be expensive though. I think.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry.
If Manscaped keeps paying us, then who knows? Maybe one day we can afford anything that we want.
Space cake headphones.
We're astronaut suits.
Oh yes.
Black Pumper Graz nicht. Black Pumper Graz nicht.
You're trying to be a bit Irish and you're being more discreet. That is German.
I'm going to go not German.
That isn't German.
Isn't?
Isn't.
Fuck, I was too confident.
It's too all.
Too all.
It's too all.
Too all.
Too is all.
It? Too all.
Going into the fourth, it's too all.
Okay.
Laufen mit gebrochenen Beinen.
Yeah, that's Irish.
Laufen mit gebrochenen Beinen.
Oh wait, no, laughen is definitely German. No, it's not. You're trying to. It's not German. But you, what do you think, Bran? You can choose first.
Yeah, I don't think it's German.
Yeah, I have to go with that. It's not.
It isn't. No, it is. It is German.
Fuck.
You're both wrong.
So we got one more.
Yeah, it's two all and there's one left.
You have to go opposite.
Oh, wait. You can both have a guess at what that means. Laufen mit gebrochenen Beinen.
It's about laughing in the at the pub with your mates.
Pushing your dog out the door.
It is running with broken legs.
Oh.
Picture it.
So close.
Picture it.
Running is laughing.
Laufen.
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 Laufen. That sounds Irish.
Fick mich, du Arschloch. Du Hure. Du Schlampe.
What? Why did you... Okay, last one.
Last one.
Zerbrochenes Glas lecken. Zerbrochenes Glas lecken.
No, no way. What's that? That's fucking ridiculous.
Just so you know, if you were wrong about that, that is incredibly racist.
Yeah, so I'm going to, just to save face, I'm going to say it's German.
It's not German.
It's German.
You're going to say it is German?
Yeah, he's saying it's not.
Well, let me tell you that it is German.
You are fucking, you're doing the twists of Irish.
It's a roller coaster of language, baby.
You know how I picked
jump
it?
Jump on. Jump aboard, everyone.
I don't want to jump on it.
Here's how I picked it.
All right, get the spoon done. All right.
Yes, 3-2.
Oh, before you do it, someone said they're going to make us a wooden spoon and send it to us for these
thank
punishments.
You so much. Honestly, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, thank
you. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it is just a wooden spoon.
All right. By the way, that means lick broken glass.
Prepare the leg.
Oh, it is time for my
prepare leg. The leg.
It is time for your punishment.
Hack away. Hack away.
I'm in the mood for pain.
How dare you not know the German language?
Oh, no.
I sound Irish. More anger.
Oh,
more
no. No. Please
say those words. How possibly be done?
Kill him.
I'm sorry.
More anger.
Oh, my fucking God. It's on fire. Oh, fucking hell. Okay, I'm done with that. Don't touch it.
Oh, man. I'm so glad that's not me right now. I'm so glad.
Okay.
I'm regretting that that happens to me, but today it's not.
Oh, it's starting to sting. Look at the goose. You've made
look
it lump
at the
up.
Goosebumps on it.
Oi! Don't touch it.
I really loosened my wrist on that one.
You haven't made lumps go on.
Yeah, I think you need a bit of a slap,
dude. Okay. I'll hold it now.
Okay. That was a hard hit, baby.
All right. Oh,
man.
That made me tired.
Next segment, we have relationship advice, and we're only going to do like two of these because we've been going for a long time. So,
yeah.
All right, first one. We have an entry from someone who would like to remain anonymous.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Want to keep this one anonymous and that, but yeah, I've got fucking problems and that with finding a new bitch. Haha, yeah. I still write poems to a beat about my last girl. I guess you could call them raps or fucking whatever. Yeah, but I'll never show her. I just perform them to the new girls and they always seem to leave and that. I was just wondering on some tips to keep new girls around, even though I still cry nearly daily about the last one. Yeah, stab kiss, spin around, hug me, but don't leave me. Stab.
And that is an anonymous DM that we got sent.
It sounds so
much like Julian.
So familiar, really? Well, yeah, I guess it does sort of sound like Julian.
Okay, well, I reckon
for new girls, you just have to start a podcast. You have to be the producer of the podcast. Introduce a segment where they do like a some sort of
have amazing friends that find them for you.
Dating around yourself and then try and funnel new girls in that way. That would be my advice.
And have a competition at the end of the year for
we're not having
favorite
a fucking
three.
Competition at the end of the year.
What are you
they're
talking
sleeping
about?
Sleeping at your house. It's a brand new entry for 3 days.
Matt, you could have three bachelorettes.
You're only allowed in one room.
Squatting on your cock and then moving on. Squat move, squat move, squat move in some sort of disgusting circle where you mince in all three of them.
Can we record squat move, squat move, squat move?
Oh my God. Squat move. What the fuck is
squat move?
Squat move.
Anyway.
Oh shit.
Any more relationship advice that we need to give?
Oh, there's one here.
Read it out, Brown. Read it out.
All right.
That is not what it says.
I fell in love with a girl I used to work with, ultimately ruined me and ending up moving back home. I even had her with my whole family for Christmas.
You had
her? Yeah, I had her. And that was when I found out she was sleeping with other dudes. Pretty full on downward spiral since then.
Wait, so he was with her?
He was with her. He even took her to Christmas with the family. And then he found out she was
with
other dudes.
If it's official, then yeah, I guess you got to break up with her.
Hey, that sucks. Okay, that sucks. But you need to give yourself a bit of time and you need to move on.
There's more.
She was a bitch. She was a fucking bitch. And that's good you're not with a fucking bitch.
Well, what's the rest? It could
be the advice that he's asking, though. The advice is...
Oh, he's not finished.
Yeah, she might save it somehow. Imagine if she took him to, like, Fiji or something.
Yeah, holy shit. I love Fiji, man.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, other than sleeping with... Oh, I'm guessing it's a he. Yeah. Other than sleeping with other people, what would you do to distract yourself? My distraction was gym, but I've lost motivation. He goes, so I'm back feeling like shit.
Distract yourself with family.
An old sport that you love?
Yeah.
Like that you played as a kid?
Get some hobbies. And you don't have to like the first hobby you do, man. Try multiple hobbies.
Mm.
Matt, what do you do for hobbies?
I collect basketball cards. Collect
basketball cards.
Like, cut that, Connor.
Don't do that. Why?
No.
Okay. No, leave that in, Connor. People need to know that about Matt Brown. And people might even send basketball cards in. You don't know.
I hope so. I hope so.
Exactly.
Yeah, send me basketball cards. I would be very thankful.
Get back into the gym if you can, because that sort of healthy habit.
Or do some exercise that's more fun or something.
Yeah. Eat. You could probably eat.
You could probably eat.
Nah, eat.
I'm talking about old mate.
Yeah, eating's dangerous. Like, you can eat yourself into a
coma.
Yeah.
You can
eat yourself. No, but yeah, eat like beans and shit.
Yeah, into a coma.
Yeah, okay.
Why haven't I farted yet, man?
The protein stopped working.
It's like, I just can't win.
Or swim?
I can't swim or win.
What age did you learn to swim, or did your parents not teach you?
Yeah, I just got tossed into creeks until I found my way to the side.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what shit. About you?
Oh, I got lessons, I think.
Oh, that must have been lovely.
Oh, shit. I think my dad taught me. I never had lessons. Fuck swimming lessons.
Really?
It's the boringest sport.
I learned at the beach.
You were born in water. Yeah. Like Matt Brown was born. He was hatched out of an egg.
Pisces.
A water birth.
I reckon, imagine like taking your kid to go do swimming.
Were you a hard birth, or did you slip straight out?
How the fuck would I know that?
You haven't asked your mum?
No.
She hasn't said, oh, I was in fucking this many hours.
So you want me to ask, hey, mum, was I a hard birth, or did I just slither out?
Yeah, I want you to ask her what it was like giving birth to you.
It was a stillbirth, and then they had to like...
Right, you were stillborn.
Okay, so all right, I'll ask mum. You were
fucking stillborn until they did that, the electric thing on your fucking head.
I'll ask my mum what kind of birth I was, yeah, and I'll bring it back next week.
I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Make a little note there. And Michael, I think you should do the same.
I was a cesarean. My umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck.
See, Michael knows. Michael knows.
She tried to coo.
I was fully butterfly effect.
I think I was... there's really no record of how I was born.
I reckon you came out of a fire.
Found in a bin.
I reckon you came out of a fucking fire. Your dad and mum were just fucking casting some like dust and shit into the fire. And you
look, it could it be. Out. That could be the case. Like, I don't know.
Just speaking this weird tongue shit.
Yeah, yep. Honestly, that could be that. That could be what happened. I don't know.
Making potions, look, vomiting.
That could
it's
be
like
what
a
happened.
Fucked ritual.
Yep. Exactly. It could and be.
It was like
I'm not gonna rule it out.
It was a fucking bloody sex.
Could well have been that. I'm not going to rule anything out until I've spoken to my mother. Do you understand?
That's so how you were born, dude.
Could be. Could be. Spot on. Yep. Yes.
It was
exactly how I was born, yeah. Through some sort of tribal ritual in Germany.
In Germany?
I germinated from the ashes.
I germinated.
German. That's how Germans... Germinate, baby.
That's how they're born.
I believe so. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a while.
Look, I believe so. I think so, but I could be wrong. But it is how I was born.
Stop looking at me.
Oh, well, you haven't been back for a while since like 10 years ago.
No, they won't let me go back, huh?
Oi.
Look at your little flilly, eh?
Yeah, it's fully swollen. Thank you.
All right, we're time constrained, so PO box.
Ah, PO box. Oh, P.O. Box, everyone. Whoa. If you want to send us shit, send them to P.O. Box 256 Tagum 4018, Queensland, Australia.
Is that from my buddy?
Oh, yes.
We have more letters.
Oh. Look, we keep getting told by people that they're sending us stuff, but they never seem to arrive.
Well, the Australia Post says, can you cover that up? He's a bit rude.
Oh, yeah. We got to watch the words on this guy.
Oh, yeah,
no. It's a fucking code.
I'll read it.
No, wait. I want to read this.
I'm just scared they're going to see it through the back.
Okay. There is no sperm, but please read both sides because I need to tell you guys something important.
Here we fucking go.
Oh, I trust him.
Oh, I would not.
There was no sperm. Oh, wait. Yeah, there's definitely sperm.
He always comes on his letters.
Oh, okay.
He's so fucked.
It's pretty dry, though. Only a little bit.
Man.
Okay. Unless Matt wants to say sorry for all the times he calls me weird when your P.O. box sign say send weird shit. Oh, true. And I swear and write fucked up shit to make the podcast great and viewers happy. That's it for now. But don't forget, Matt, this is war now. Me and you, watch out for your next letter.
Wow.
Long live a very bad man and a very bad regime in a country where...
I originated
from. Yeah, where he arose from the fucking ashes.
Germinated.
Dear Marty Michael, I write letters to you. A lot of letters to podcasts because I don't want your P.O. Box segment and podcast to fail.
Yeah, that's so true. We wouldn't have any P.O. Box if it weren't for this warring man.
This fine man. And this is the code guy. This is my say when I say Season 4, Episode 1, and I might not write a lot of letters now because you guys don't want me to by swearing. No. So I will stop until you read letters with bad words, but I will not stop writing to Matt since he said bring it on Season 4, Episode 1.
Dude, we appreciate your letters. We just can't read some of the words you use.
You say some...
I guess we said sandwich. Yeah, look at this. It's cool. Not many people get sent cum pretty much every week.
It's not the cum that bothers me.
Shut your fucking mouth. Everyone, shut the fuck up, okay?
Look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
All right.
That was very, very...
It is time for the prank call, and it is time for Rhonda to make her debut.
I'm just going to check the cameras.
Oh, no. I saw the middle one shaking and fizzing around a bit. It's spun up. It's spun upwards. All right, this is the prank call, and what we are going to do right now is I'm going to call a couple of pubs. And I'm just going to call it because I've lost some wallets, the pokies.
Rhonda is calling a pub. Yes, here we go.
What's this good pub? Just come down. What, Tuesday's good?
Kevin Williams speaking.
Okay, gunk. I'll just come down. It's about four. And I can't find my wallet. It's missing out of my bag. It's just down the pokies. I was just calling to see maybe... Excuse me. Calling to see maybe if someone had picked that up or something like that.
Not that I am aware of.
Darling, I was probably left maybe... I'm going to say maybe... What's the time? 7 o'clock. I'm probably about... Maybe 5 o'clock or something. Maybe 4 o'clock. I'm not... like 100% sure on the time anymore.
Can I take your name and your...
Yeah, of course. Number? Yes, please do. Okay, my name is Rhonda, and that's R-H-O-N-D-A, and then 2 H's at the end. Rhonda Langston.
Best contact phone number
is 0423 196 197.
19 was the last number.
Seven, sorry.
Excuse me.
So 196, 197.
That's right. Correct. Is there any way, darling, you could do me a favor and just go and quickly duck down to the there's a machine there with the mine, the gold mine machine. I was playing, spent maybe $200 on the machine. If you could just pop it down and have a quick look at the machine for me, darling, because it's got like a lot of cash in it. $50.
Sure. What color wallet was it?
It's pink Roxy wallet. You know the Roxy brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pink Roxy wallet, and it's got my license. You should see Rhonda Langston license.
Sure. Okay. So the gold mine machine, you said?
Yeah, I think it's the gold one, or maybe the one next to it. I can't remember. I had a few features.
Excuse me. All right.
Excuse me.
Go and have a look. I'll ring you back.
That'd be great. I'll wait on the phone, darling.
I'll just pop the phone down for a few minutes.
I'm stressing out about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I'll bet. All right,
okay,
might be
too long. Okay, darling. Hurry along now. Fuck. Fucking hell. Can't even stand up. Stupid taking machine. Stole my money. I'm gonna come down and give you a wallop. Pink Roxy wallop. If I find out they've stolen it, does I be hearing from my uncle? He's studying to do lawyer. He even said that I could come to him with problems. So I can just call him straight away if they've stolen my wallet. $50 cash in tens and fives. You can't leave that lying around for too long these days. Because it's some fucking cunt is kind of collected my wallet.
It's pretty much his soul.
It's assault. 110% it's assault. Your property is part of who you are as a person. Excuse me. Fucking hurry up. The packing machine's maybe 20 meters from the bar. Why is she taking so long? Like, what's the hold up? Is she counting my money or something? Fill me with the brown mints, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown. I might have some wine with dinner. There's a red bottle of Shiraz in the pantry. Save for special occasion, but... Do you know what? You only live once. They better fucking find my wallet. Otherwise, I'd seriously be hearing from my uncle. And he's studying to do lawyer. Hey! Hello! Fuck's sake! You kidding me right now? You gonna put me on hold? Hey! Excuse me. You seriously gonna make me wait? I could have walked down by now. Hello? What's going on? It takes 7 minutes to. Oh my god. It took so long. I thought you pat me on hold or some shit.
You asked me to have a look for it, and I've had a look for it, and I can't find it.
Come on now. You're telling me the pink Roxy wallet, it had $50 cash in it.
Excuse me. It's nowhere to be found in the
bank. Look, it's just seriously, I'm not going to have to come down and look for it myself, because last time I lost my wallet, it turns out that one of the bartenders had a sneaky put it in their bag. So maybe you know where it is, but you don't want to tell me.
I don't know where it is, and it's probably not a good idea for you to come in because you sound intoxicated.
My uncle is studying to be a lawyer, okay? He said I can call her whenever I need help. Okay, so just bear that in mind next time you steal my wallet, because I spend more than $200 a week. Okay, you're establishing it.
Okay, well, I haven't stolen your wallet. I just can't.
Excuse me. I beg to differ. Okay, I can hear in your voice that you think you know. I know you got it. Okay, and I'm coming down like a ton of bricks on that establishment that you call home.
Well, then, thank you. Goodbye.
Rhonda is my favouritest character.
It felt right.
She beats Arnold fine.
Yeah.
Really?
She hits him.
Dude, she would. That is fucked. Arnold Fine's wife.
I think we've got a new character.
Dude, the hiccups. She fully thought you were intoxicated and you were a woman. She thought you were an intoxicated woman.
They'd probably get them all the time at that place.
I don't know if we should say.
Cut the pub that we call then.
Because then I can call them all the time.
You lose your wallet every Tuesday night.
No, I'll lose something every time. And hopefully there is a patron called Rhonda there who gets drunk and they think it's her.
Oh, fuck.
That's like looking her up on the members' computer.
That's one of my most favorite prank calls, I reckon, ever.
I was on hold.
I think the hold part was just like half the fun.
Yeah, the hold part was very well done.
It actually felt like you were Rhonda. That was so good. Thank you.
Oh, talent bricks.
Oh.
Cause I only like talent bricks.
my uncle
is a lawyer. She's gonna come down.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Very, very. And that brings us to the end of episode number 3. And Michael would like to leave you with this parting message.
Before you've made a choice, your brain has made that choice.
Meaning there is no more free will.
Cock.
We are the best.
We are the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best. We're the best. We're the best.
We're the best.